Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, February 2nd, 2015. On today's podcast, we turn our attention inward to the domestic policies of the United States. We will discuss civil asset forfeiture for the second time. We look especially at how certain federal agencies assist state and local authorities in seizing or stealing, if you will, the property of Americans, many of them not guilty of anything. For many years, the Justice Department has been building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the United States using a secret domestic intelligence gathering program that scans and stores hundreds of millions of records about drivers, according to government documents recently obtained and made public by the ACLU. These documents reveal, along with testimony by agents of the Drug Enforcement Agency and others, that this program had a primary goal of seizing cars, cash, and other assets, supposedly to combat drug trafficking. However, civil asset forfeiture is a civil, not criminal, procedure, and it is against property, not against persons, and therefore no criminal conviction is necessary. The Wall Street Journal reviewed the documents obtained by the ACLU and found that the agents of the DEA and of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency worked with Phoenix, Arizona law enforcement to use the license plate data to record the data and information of those who visited gun shows around Phoenix. And they used that data for further stops and seizures. The DEA denied that the data was ever used for that purpose. They say it was just an idea that was never put into place, but the documents say otherwise. One internal email obtained by the Wall Street Journal indicated that the purpose of the license plate surveillance program was to increase asset forfeiture. Law enforcement seizes cars, cash, and other property from those stopped and often keeps the property, whether a crime was committed or not. The Wall Street Journal pointed out that this surveillance program started, coincidentally, I suppose, at about the same time the Fast and Furious program was started out of Phoenix as well, in which the ATF sold guns to smugglers who then delivered them to Mexican and Colombian drug cartel members. We have the DEA's word, of course, that it never followed through on the plan. But the ACLU says it was fortunate to uncover the plan at all. In all of the redacted documents, we don't know if other groups besides gun show visitors were targeted or whether they were not. It's interesting, though, that the ACLU is now in a position of defending the rights of law-abiding gun owners. All right, let me just simplify it for you a little bit. You visit a gun show. Perhaps you buy a gun, but nevertheless, you take cash with you in case you're going to buy a gun. Your license plate is then recorded, forwarded on to local law enforcement, who then stops your car using some traffic pretense. Since you were shopping for a gun, you're probably carrying cash, always a suspicious activity. And you have a gun, so you lose your car, your gun, and your cash. If you file a lawsuit, you might get some money back, less about one-third of it in attorney fees. Real-world examples of this Cops as Robbers program line up around the block. Just one example, though. Two people were driving through Iowa on their way home to California from the East Coast, where they had entered and won a World Series of Poker tournament, the kind of thing we see on television all the time now. They were pulled over for failure to signal a lane change. They lost the $100,000 in cash that they had won in the tournament to the Iowa police. Oh, by the way, the police dash cam showed that they did signal the lane change. They eventually recovered 90,000 of the 100,000, less 30,000 in attorney fees. So, two totally innocent Americans were robbed of $40,000. And apparently, the license plate surveillance program is being used to help target the victims. You don't need to win a poker tournament to be vulnerable, however. The typical seizure is for less than $500, small enough to carry in your wallet, but not big enough for a court fight. Just give me your money and walk away. A private firm called Desert Snow, catchy name, huh? Desert Snow, according to the Washington Post, trains law officers around the country in how to seize the property of innocent Americans. Desert Snow brags that its graduates stole $427 million during traffic stops in a five-year period. With that much at stake, is it any wonder we're being targeted? But this has come to the attention of Congress. They'll do something, won't they? Senators Charles Grassley and Patrick Leahy wrote a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder inquiring about the Wall Street Journal report and objecting to the license plate database. The letter is dated January 28, 2015. We'll see what happens, folks. I won't hold my breath, though. Just more words. Senator Rand Paul has introduced what he calls the FAIR Act, which means Fifth Amendment Integrity Restoration Act in the U.S. Senate. The Fifth Amendment says you can't take people's property without due process. Senator Paul is interested in federal seizures and cites many, many real-world examples trying to stop the feds only. But if successful, stopping the feds is only one problem. It's law enforcement across the country. We haven't even talked about IRS seizures or the fact that President Obama's new nominee to replace Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, currently has a small business seizure case, very prominent one, pending in the New York courts. Well, finally, folks, turn cops into robbers, I guess. It's the attitude of rampant corruption that permeates government and that will lead us into banana republic status if we are not careful. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.